What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Fourth Down Insights. And today we're going to be talking about some players that have either requested a trade or could be looked to get traded. These aren't all the players that are going to either, request a trade or that could be traded, this offseason because, we're not even in the offseason yet. We're in Super Bowl weekend, possibly a really good matchup between the Eagles and Chiefs this Sunday. And so we're going to see. But there's already been some players that have either come out and said that they are demanded trade or that they're going to get traded, or there's some players that are rumored to get traded. And so right now, we're going to first look at Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett has been, ever since entering the league, has been the most dominant edge rusher in the league. And in the Cleveland Browns era, he's been to a couple playoffs, but he's never been able to win anything. Is that really on him? Well, a lot of people are gonna say no. It really isn't because they have had poor quarterback play, poor. There's a bunch of stuff not go right for him, and then he's come out and said that he wants to. Ever since he was younger, he's always wanted to win a Super Bowl, and now he's gonna try to go win a Super Bowl with a different team because the Browns are obviously in a rebuild. So. There's quite a bit, like once that was announced, so many people cooked up so many different trades that could happen, But the hard thing right now is seeing what he's gonna go for. And seeing where he, because right now people are saying that, because he's 29. He's gonna be 20, he's 29 right now. And we're gonna see that if he's gonna get traded for a first, which is definitely gonna be I think the most likely thing, but is he going to include, another player? How many more other picks? Some people are saying, depending on if you trade another, if you're going to trade another player with it, you're going to be able to drop down that price. So, for example, there's multiple teams that are saying, oh, we could trade a quarterback, right? And if we could trade, our backup quarterback, one thing I saw was the Patriots trading for him. And then giving up, I think the Patriots 2025 first round pick, which is the fourth overall pick, I think a second round or third round pick next year, and then Joe Milton. And we're gonna talk about Joe Milton later on in this show, but we're gonna see. But some really good trade suitors that we could see, go for him, are the Lions. I think the Lions have a really good case to go out and grab Myles Garrett. See, they have a later first round pick, right? First round pick in 2025. If they give up, their backup quarterback, Hendon Hooker, and maybe like a third round 2025 pick, that could possibly be all it takes. And the Myles Garrett right now is in control of his contract situation because he's not demanding, but he's not trying to get another contract. No, because he still has 2 years left. No, he sees more. He is more trying to go for that team and try to win. So he could be like, no, I don't want to go to any of these places that haven't been to the playoffs in a while. Or, okay, these are some of these teams that have been to the playoffs in a while, like for the last multiple seasons. And I think the Detroit Lions are a really good example of that because the Lions have been in the playoffs the last couple of years, but their defense has shown that they can be really strong when they're healthy, right? But if you pair them up with Aiden Hutchinson, oh my goodness, that might be the most formidable defense or pass rush defense in the league. And if the Lions could, pay or in the second round draft one of the defensive tackles, they could have one of the strongest pass rushes in the league, and it would be very scary. And if you're trying to compete against all these other teams, and there's some really good teams in the A or good quarterbacks in the AFC, and if you get to the Super Bowl, right, you need to be able to sack and put pressure on that quarterback. So I'm saying the favorite should be the Lions right now, because I don't think they're going to try to trade them to or trade him to another AFC team. Definitely, especially not in the division. I don't think they're going to try to go for anybody that's better than, or I don't know, like it's like a good, really good, it's like dominant team like the Chiefs. I don't think that they're gonna or trade him to. I don't think the Bills. I don't think so. But I think so. It should be interesting. I've seen the Rams being in one as another trade destination. That would be interesting. Because right now, like we're gonna talk about this guy again, like later on the so Cooper Kupp, he's gonna get traded. They came out and already said it. And so if they could put him and for their first and like a fourth or a third or maybe like a fifth, like that would look very appealing to I think the Browns, where they're able to take Jerry Jeudy and Cooper Kupp and then have, possibly their first franchise quarterback. And they have the second overall pick, so it could be Shedeur Sanders, it could be Cam Ward, it could be Jackson Dart. And so it should be interesting to see that. Okay, our next player, the next player that I want to talk about is Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson has been one of the players that has been a bright spot on the Jets. For a Jets team that has not looked really good, he's played pretty well. This year, he actually had a career high in receptions, yards, TDs. And so it's interesting to see, with an established quarterback with Aaron Rodgers. But he's expressed interest that he did, or expressed interest in leaving, and he doesn't want to stay there. I think it's due to the targets. I could be wrong about that, but he's expressed interest that he wants to leave, and he's has really no interest of going back to the Jets. He's in his final or his final year of his contract, possibly unless you pick up the fifth year tag. And so seeing this, he had 101 receptions for 1,104 yards. That's averaging 10.9 yards per catch. He had a long of 42 and 7 touchdowns. That is, and then he had 16, 20 yards or more catching when he, because he was able to show he was an explosive player, and he had 140 or yard more catch. And seeing that, that's very intriguing, I think, to a lot of teams if he does become available. He's a young guy. He's shown that he can be a number one. And putting him in the right scheme and with the right quarterback, he's going to be able to be, he's going to be dominant. Like having, backups in 2023 and 22 with Zach Wilson, like that's not like, an ideal, but he still was able to put up, over 1,000 yards receiving. And so with that, I think a lot of teams are going to see that and be like, okay, if he becomes available, let's try to trade for him. But that's gonna be the biggest thing if they can trade for him. One thing I've seen is that the Commanders giving up their first round pick this year and then a sixth round pick next year to get Garrett Wilson. And it would be interesting to see if the Jets would accept that or if they would decline it, And so with that, that's gonna be the biggest thing and seeing her. It's gonna be a big thing to see if that actually happens or not. Because really there's so much uncertainty with that team or with the Jets team right now. With is Aaron Rodgers gonna come back? Aaron Glenn got hired as the new head coach. He was the defensive-minded coach. He was the defensive coordinator from the Lions. And so now it should be interesting to see because they're like about what he wants to do, and that's the biggest thing and the hardest thing is when we're still early in this, and we're speculating, oh, this could happen, this could happen, but no one really knows. And that's the part, that's kind of another fun part though, right? Because it's like you can kind of create these takes that can go like you can create like these crazy takes or stuff like that, and you're like, oh, that's what I thought, or it's really trying to predict with so much uncertainty still because most teams are still filling out their roster or their staffs, right? Because either they got other members of their staff got hired somewhere and left to go somewhere else, or certain staff members got fired. And so it should be interesting. Let's see. Next player I want to talk about is Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp, it was yesterday, Monday, February 3rd, 2025. where he, they came out and or the Rams came out, or he posted on his Twitter saying that he didn't want to, but he's going to get traded this offseason, and that he always thought that the Rams were going to be the place that he was drafted, and then that he was going to retire. But that's not going to be the case. The Rams are going to trade in this offseason, and they're going to help look for a good spot for him. And it should be interesting to see where he winds up. And, entering his eighth season, one, four, five, six, seven, eight. Yeah, being 8 seasons in, he's going to be entering his ninth next season. He's had, some big years, like big games or big years. Also, he's dealt with a lot of injuries. If we're looking at this right now, back in 2017, he played 15 out of 16 games, which is pretty good. 2018, he only played 8 games. 2019, he was healthy for the full season, so he was able, so he played 16 games. And the 2020, he played only 15 games. And in 2021, he played all 17 games, and that's where he had like the career, his best season out of, like, in his professional career, where he had 145 receptions for 109 1,947 yards with 16 touchdowns. And he was just explosive. That was he was a triple crown winner. And then in 2022 he got injured, but only 9 games. 2023 and 2024 he played only 12 games each season. And so seeing that, I can understand where the Rams have concerns about him and thinking, oh man, like we like he's has a huge cap hit for this season, and like should we keep him? Should we just trade him? Try to get some like some value assets for or get some assets. He right now it's 2025 cap hit is $29 million, $780,000, which is insane. He's making, I think he's in his second or he's entering his second year of the deal, and then he's gonna be a free agent after next season. Not next season, yeah, next season. Not this upcoming season, but the next season after that. And so it should be interesting because 2027 he's gonna be a free agent. I definitely could have explained it better that way. But it should be interesting. People are uncertain about what he can get, like what it's going to take. Some people are saying, oh, it's going to be fourth, fifth round pick because he's been injured, and it's going to be really like a concern for them to take him or to trade for him, right? And if he gets injured, then it's like, oh shoot, that goes, there's our season. That wasn't worth, a second, second round pick. Somebody might try to, use a higher draft pick to make sure that they get them. I could see always a Commanders, the Commanders coming in and trying to trade for him and pairing him up with Danny Daniels and Terry McLaurin. And that would be an insane dynamic right there. Unless if, the Commanders do get, a Garrett Wilson or something like that. And so this, yeah, this was definitely a shock. And then hearing about all of it today, like a lot of people, a lot of show exposed sports talk shows were talking about it, and they're everyone's trying to figure out what he's really worth, and we're gonna see that. I think it happens quickly. I think they're gonna probably start feeling calls whenever it's a legal period is going to be, so it should be interesting. The next player that I want to talk about is Joe Milton. It was reported today at 45 minutes ago of me recording this. So it was around 6 o'clock. It was around 5 o'clock p.m., like 5:50 p.m. where this news broke that the Patriots would be willing to trade Joe Milton, because right now he has a like after his Week 18 performance, he could be going for a third round pick. And the hard thing is, you don't have a huge size sample on him. He's an athletic freak, which a lot of teams might be. A lot of people were saying this is how Anthony Richardson was supposed to be. And seeing this, it's interesting to see how well he played in the one game of or this season went versus what he did in college. So let's talk about what he did in college first, and then we'll go into his one game that he played. So in college, he played from 2018 to 2023. He played 3 years in Michigan and 3 years at Tennessee. His first 2 seasons at Michigan, he only threw a total of 11 passes. It had in his 2018 season, he only had three completions on four attempts and threw for 58 yards and one interception. His second year, 2019, in Michigan, he threw seven passes, completed three of them, and had one touchdown and the one interception. And then go to 2020. This is where he was able to show more. And he threw 141 passes and completed 80 of them, with throwing for over 1,077 yards, four touchdowns and four interceptions. So it showed like those 3 seasons right there. It showed that he really wasn't able to keep the ball away because he had only five touchdowns versus six interceptions, which wasn't the greatest. But then, 2021, where it's his first season at Tennessee, he threw 62 times, completed 32 of those, and threw for 375 yards with two touchdowns and zero interceptions. And so it started, it started showing that this was the trend upward for him, because it started showing that he was in the right system. In 2022, he threw for threw 82 passes, completed 53 of them, and then threw for 971 yards. So, and then threw for 10 touchdowns. 10 touchdowns. From only being able to throw four, like his highest being four, so then 10 is insane. And then also, if you look at it, he completed more or less, or he had less completions and less attempts while throwing for more touchdowns. That's insane. And then he only had 106 more yards passing in his Michigan season, which he could have broken that, like if he would have played a little, or if he would have thrown a little bit more. But then in 2023, his final year at Tennessee, he threw for 354. He had 354 attempts while completing 229 of those passes, and then having for up throwing for 2,813 yards with 20 touchdowns and then five interceptions. So he was, and that's a four TD ratio. I talk about TD ratio. I think it just helps out people to trying to see that. And so he was able to finish with 27 or 37 touchdowns with only 11 interceptions, which isn't that bad. That's still over like a 3 point, like five something TD to interception ratio. But then he also showed that he can move on the ground. He had a total of he of 12 rushing touchdowns hit in throughout his college career. Then also, he rushed for in his final season at Tennessee, rushed for 299 yards on 78 carries, which isn't impressive because that's a 3.8 yards average. But he had an 81 yard run, and I think that part is like probably the most impressive with that. And so going that's why he was able to show that he had like a huge cannon right on his arm, but then, or yeah, he had a huge cannon, and like with all these different workouts, he had the mobility and stuff, and he's just freak of nature. But then going into it, our teams were worried that was he going to be able to perform? What type of performance was he going to give you? Was he going to give you the running all around type, and then just chucking down deep, or was he going to be able to read defenses? Then in his one game this season, on 29 attempts, he had 22 completions. That's a 75.9 completion percentage. That was one. That's one of his. That's definitely one of his highest compared to seasons. But it's a season. But he threw for 241 yards and one touchdown. He was able to show that he was able to stay in the pocket, even though he was playing in second and 13 guys. It didn't really matter. He still showed his calmness in the pressure, in the pocket. He was able to move and extend plays on a play that didn't count because of a hold. He threw one of the hardest, he threw for the fastest miles per hour, in a long time. And so he definitely looked a lot better. And then he also had 16 yards on 10 carries for one touchdown, but he also fumbled once in the game. But he really did show that he was able to, he looked, pro, kind of like pro ready. He looked calm, cool, collected. And some people right now, some teams are thinking, oh wow, he's worth like a third round pick. If I'm the Patriots and people are offering me, a third round pick, I'm going to take that for Joe Melton because, sure, everybody loves him on that team, but who knows if he's going to be able to keep that up and if his draft stock or this his trade stock is ever going to be this high again, right? He could be a great backup, and I think he would be a great backup and possibly a good starter, depending on how you can develop him. But that's going to be the biggest thing, if you can do that or not. Okay, so we talked about some of the guys that are coming up in trades. Let's talk about Fox's Fox Sports came out and ranked all the QB prospects in this draft. And I have some, I'm curious about some of this because they have some players that I would ra have ranked over certain players. So let's look at it. So they have Shador Sanders at number one. That one's interesting because what's going around the league and everything like that is that he isn't a first round talent, for some of the executives, in that he, but then other talent, other players have. So even though him and Cam Ward are working out, Cam Ward's second in this list. It's gonna be hard because Cam Ward does have more mobility than Shador Sanders. And then it, reports are saying that he, has a better throw, has a tighter ball and everything, a tighter spin. It's interesting to see how this is gonna be ranked. And I think that Cam Ward will do most of the drills at a combine. I don't think Shador Sanders will. I think he will let the game speak for his game speak for himself. And it should be interesting how that goes. At number three, they have Jalen Milroe. This is they and then they compared him as pro his pro comparison is Michael Vick. And I can understand it because he has, a really good frame. He has speed, he has he has a good arm. But it should be interesting to see, how he gets ranked because I know some player people or teams are gonna be like, no way in hell, heck or hell they're gonna be is he gonna be, their best quarterback. No way he's gonna be like a first round talent. I haven't heard people talk about him being a first round talent, but I've heard other players be or just one other player be put before him. And I would say I could get him being at three, three and four, and I agree with that. But the fourth player that they have is Kyle McCord out of Syracuse. Yes, and I know I'm talking about Kyle McCord, and I did my first podcast or my first show, I did say he was out of Illinois. That's my bad. But they're saying that he could be, a second round pick, but I'm not hearing that at all. I heard that he didn't impress player teams, but I don't think he's going to be number four. I think he'll be number five because I think Baxandar and Jalen Milroe are better than him. But that should be interesting to see like how that falls. He's only 22, so you know a lot of these guys are only 22, 20, or 21 to like 23. I think the only old, like the oldest prospects on this list are Will Howard and Shedeur Sanders. So you can let a lot of these guys sit. And I think that's going to be the problem with some of these teams that, depending on where these guys get drafted, they will not be able to sit and develop. Because I think this class needs it. Looking back at last draft class, I don't think a lot of those guys needed it because they came out and they were ready to play. Of course, you had Michael Penix Jr. sitting for most of the season. You had Drake May sitting out for like five games. And then, but you had Bo or JJ McCarthy wasn't able to play because of a torn thing Achilles or ACL. But with Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, those three guys were ready. Bo Nix, you know, struggled a little bit because, you know, because of Sean or his coaches, Sean Payton's, oh my goodness, I was forgetting his name. Sean Payton's offense is complex. And if you've heard his play, like what their play calls are like, it is a long one. It is long. And so, you know, it took him a little bit, but once he got into it, he was able to settle and get into it. And he did play pretty well. Jackson Dart at number five. Everyone knows I love Jackson Dart, and I think he's a great prospect. Could be QB. Honestly, he's ranges from QB two to four, in my opinion. I don't agree with him being, you know, number five on this. I think he's ahead of Kyle McCord. And then, you know, you got the Jalen Milroe versus Jackson Dart, I think, you know, argument going on in comparison. So it should be interesting to see. You know, but it's, I don't get it. Like, I don't think he, I can understand because I think Jackson Dart, you know, hurt a lot of heads at the senior or at the Shrine Bowl. And I think he actually was at the senior bowl today. And he played pretty well. And he turned a lot of heads and showed he could play. At number six, I don't agree with this either. Quinn Ewers out of Texas. I don't agree with Quinn Ewers because I think the, let me go into saying number seven and number eight are numbers at number seven is Riley Leonard and then number eight is Will Howard. I think Riley Leonard and Will Howard are both ahead of Quinn Ewers because they both played a lot better this season and then in previous seasons also. And so it should be interesting because Will Howard you know, came from a different school and then was able to lead Ohio State to a national championship. He played pretty good this season. And he had 35 touchdowns against 10 interceptions this season, which is a 3.5, you know, TD to interception ratio. And I think he should be, you know, ahead of Veneers because he was injured this season and he didn't show, like, there was questions about him even starting. People were saying start, like, we're asking if the Texans or the Texas Longhorns should start Arch Manning instead of Quinn Ewers. I think Texas did, you know, hey, that we know this is gonna be your last season here, so we're gonna like start you when we can, and then when you're injured, we're gonna start Arch Manning. But I think if you're not even the best quarterback in that type of position, you're not going to be number. You shouldn't be like, you know, ahead of two guys who were, you know, better than the other two. Like the two players that led their teams to national championships. And so I can get Arch Manning is going to be probably number one in the next draft or number one and then year after that, whenever he decides to. But there was already, you know, controversy about him designing playing as well as he has in the past. And so I think there was a little bit of a decline, missing some easy targets and I don't think he just looked comfortable in the pocket or where he was looking. So I think Riley Leonard is ahead or should be at number six, and Will Howard at number seven, and then you or Ewers at eight. Riley Leonard, looked pretty good this season. He did. Over his career, he had 45 passing touchdowns and 31 rushing touchdowns. So he was able to look like he was able to be a dual threat quarterback. I know he's not gonna be like as flashy as some of these other teams, but he could be a good developed quarterback where you're able to have him sit and then guess what he's gonna like learn, sit, learn, understand, and then he's going to be able to take over an offense after being in that system for a year and understanding what's going on, looking after a vet. And I'll take that for even both Will Howard also, because Will Howard was he actually he played pretty good. I understand that Ohio State has Jeremiah Smith, who's going to be possibly first pick overall, if not the second overall pick, depending on who's in that the draft class. Like he's going to be 100% first round down. Emmanuel Mbuka, I know I said I probably just butchered that, and my apologies. He's definitely first to second round talent, and so and then he has two running backs that are going to be drafted early on. Actually, I wouldn't say early on, but like if it wasn't like a heavy running back class, they would be highly sought after, and they both played really well. And their off his offensive linemen were good. I can understand where, that was only for this season. Will Howard, this was his first and only season at OSU, and so he definitely performed where he needed to. And so before that, let's look at some of his stats. He had 4,010 yards passing, 35 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions, which isn't bad. And then going to, 2023, he had 2,643 yards passing, 24 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. I know that isn't good, but he had 9 rushing touchdowns along with that. I don't think a lot of people are going to be seeing him for that. Like, he's mobile, but I think he can move, and it's going to give him a chance to like get out of the pocket. If he needs extend plays, he can. Because he also had 7 rushing touchdowns this season, which I think is pretty good, considering what team or the teams that he played against. And so he sh I yeah, because he came from Kansas State, and so he didn't have the most productive seasons there, but he still had good ones where it was good enough for them to bring him in, win the starting job, and then have Tom McCourt leave. And so that's what I think of that on list. Let me know what you guys think of that list, and then make sure to talk about it. If you're on the YouTube channel, make sure to comment, make suggestions about what you guys want to hear next. And yeah, so I'd see you guys next time. Hopefully there's gonna be some new like some more news dropping for NFL. Definitely will hopefully we'll post again, sometimes this time another time this week. But we'll see definitely next week, gotta get the Super Bowl reaction. And so we'll definitely look at that. And then guess what? The off season starts basically right after the Super Bowl. The off season starts for these two other teams, because the off season has already started for a lot of other teams or for 30 other teams. But now we're gonna see who the Super Bowl champ is, and it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be a good game, I think. All right, peace.